You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, real quick, Shannon just showed up.
Oh, did she?
I got a text from you.
So I wrote in to Shannon. Hey, Shannon, I wrote in and I just said, are you a runner? And I got back the Shannon has notification silenced.
Oh, you just show up instead of replying.
So, yeah, I was walking in.
Do you run?
We want to know if you're a runner, like a 5K, 10K.
I actually did the 5K run for the rim for the Nuggets a few years back before COVID. Mm-hmm. But no, since my back surgery, sadly, I can't. Anyway.
Oh, no.
Unless tequila is on sale, then.
Ah, there you go.
Now, listen, yep. All right.
Thank you for stopping in.
No problem.
Thank you. We're going to play a rattle off right now. Brought to you by Carpet Mill Outlet Stores. Find out more at carpetmilloutletstores.com. Who's the first person to get through today? I think it was Christine. Hi, Christine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Maybe a movie. That sounds pretty fun to me.
Which one?
I do want to see the new Top Gun movie.
I do, too. I really do. It's going to be a good Father's Day gift, I think.
I have to give it like another 2 or 3 weeks.
Why?
Because I don't going to crowded theaters.
You don't, yeah. You could probably go to like a 9 a.m. show, probably.
No, but even then, when it's like the hot movie and everyone, it's made another like almost $90 million last week. Give it 2 more weeks, maybe. Christine says, I don't care. Take me out to the ball.
I like the vibe. I like the vibe when there's a lot of people. And everyone's like, oh, they're cheering. And
are you into that, Christine?
Yeah, I am. Feels like it's back in the good old days before COVID.
Everybody
gets movies. They get their popcorn.
Yeah, the good old days. And it's like more of an experience then. Not only are you watching a cool show, you've got everyone around you enjoying it, and then you're high-fiving as you're leaving the theater and getting everyone's phone number, and then you start hanging out, you make new friends.
See, this is the entertaining differences between Dom and Jeremy. He likes going to, he likes the vibe.
I like people.
I'd be happy if I was the only person in the theater.
Way up in the top left corner.
That's why I have my house. But you wait till the movie's been out 3 or 4 weeks, and then you go on a Tuesday or something, and you're fine during the day. Yeah. No problem.
All right.
Nobody's sitting in front of you. Nobody's sitting behind you kicking your seat.
Oh, I like that. It's like a little
massage. Gotta go to the new movie theaters that have only the reclining seats, because then you have tons of space.
Yeah, nobody's kicking you with the new theaters.
Mm. All right.
Unless you want to be kicked. Sometimes some people just stand up and kick you if you want.
I still don't want to be in a crowded theater.
All right, fine.
Don't want to.
Fine, Christine.
Give me another couple of weeks and I'll go see Top Gun.
You and I can go together, Christine.
Mm-hmm.
Dom will miss out.
Hold hands.
Look, see,
hold
hands. I just made a new friend right now. See?
Look at that.
This is movies. Bring us together, Dom.
Christine, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
10 seconds. Since we were talking about this in the trending report a little while ago, we want 5 different bands or artists who have played a Super Bowl halftime show.
Ooh.
Bands or artists who played halftime at Super Bowl. Ready? And go.
The Who, Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, Shakira, Beyonce, Jay-Z.
I think Jay-Z and Beyonce didn't they?
Well, I know Beyonce did. Did 50 Cent, was he part of that one this
past? Yeah, just his last one, yeah.
Was he there? Was 50 there?
Has the Who done it?
Yeah, the Who did a halftime show. I remember it. Yeah.
I think we're
good. You know what? You're a winner!
Oh, my God! Winner! Right off the bat!
Oh, my God! Let's go!
Yeah, girl! Can you believe it?
Oh, my gosh! This is so fantastic! You have no idea. This game is always such a challenge, and I got it, man. It's great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You know halftime shows.
I don't even like football.
Perfect. That's beautiful.
Somehow that makes this even more beautiful.
That's so good.
It's beautiful.
Wow, this went quick.
It was really fast. I feel like we should talk to you a little bit longer. No, but I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh is going to tell you all about your prize.
Thank you. You guys have a fantastic day.
Well, thank you. You too.
You as well. I feel bad for these other people.
Let's
Should we at least say hi to them?
Say go to Amber.
Well, we'll at least talk to Amber and maybe Renee. Hi, Amber. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you.
So we got a winner, so there's no prize for you now.
Sorry about that.
I know, but you know what? If she's a winner, then I'm a winner for getting to listen to her rattle off those amazing performers.
Aren't you a positive person?
That is wonderful.
That's really nice.
You know me.
You know Amber. It's positive Amber, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Well, it's PA.
There's got to be a positive Amber in this world because the other Amber kind of ruined it for a lot of us.
Oh, Amber Heard. I feel you. I feel. I hear what you're putting down.
Hold it. Hold it. I'm making a note. I just heard another topic.
Negative Ambers.
What person ruined your name?
Oh, that's so good.
Like if we have, like, for instance, people listening who go by, you know, OJ, and they always have. They're like, ah, you ruined my name.
Can't do that anymore.
Well, and you guys have an evil Heather, so.
Yeah, Heathers are evil,
right. What person ruined your name?
Jeffrey. Jeffrey would be a bad one, that whole Jeffrey Dahmer thing.
Dahmer.
Any of the kids I used to teach that were really behavior problems, they ruined those names for me. I can never name future children those names.
Right, because they were little jerk kids.
That was an ongoing segment on our show one time.
Whoa.
It was like,
whoa, Amber.
Shot across the bow.
One of them was a Jeremy, huh?
No, but my angel children were all named Dominic.
All right, do you two need a room? Amber, is this why you called to insult me and try to make out with Dom?
She can take as much time as she wants. As much time as you want, Amber.
But I'm the one who sends you the fun Princess Bride TikTok, so it's fine. It's good.
Oh, to Dom?
No, to you.
To me?
I know you love that movie so much.
I hate that movie.
I know you love it so much, so I send you all the Princess Bride stuff I can.
That's you?
That's me.
Stop it.
Evil Amber.
You are evil Amber now, huh?
I just like to have fun with my boys in the morning.
Oh,
I'm
going to
save that audio. We'll save that. Thanks, Amber.
Amber, what are you doing this weekend for fun? Anything good?
I don't know if it's fun, but I'm a teacher during the school year, but now that it's summer, I actually work farmers markets. So I will be representing the Stanley Marketplace this evening and the Longmont Marketplace tomorrow for 47 Bakery.
Oh, you're hawking bread?
Bread, pretzels, French pastries, you name it.
I love bread and French pastries and pretzels. Mm. But what is it, like a 14? Is it a $14 pretzel, though?
No.
If it's a farmer's market, it is.
We don't do anything like that. No, we're totally affordable. The cruel irony of it all is I'm actually gluten intolerant. So at least Boss knows I won't eat the product.
Oh, no. Well, you can still, like, huff it. You can huff the loaves while you're there.
Oh, I do. Loaves. I do. I'm like, free smells, bring it, baby.
Free smells, bring it, baby. Sounds like the name of a podcast.
Oh, you're inspiring me. I'm going to put it on a t-shirt.
Free smells. Free smells.
Well, you are absolutely charming and delightful, and I hope you have a great time at the farmer's market. Thank you for listening and calling us, okay?
It was nice meeting you, Amber.
Thank you, guys.
See you later.
Thank you. We love you, and we don't care who knows. Renee is still holding, too. Hi, Renee.
Good morning again.
Hey!
Again?
Again.
Yeah, I called in about the black bear.
We had a lot of calls about black bear.
Oh, okay.
Well, enough about that. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm celebrating my birthday up in Keystone.
What are you going to do?
Just do some exploring, enjoy the mountains, listening.
Well, then you're going to be calling us again on Monday with another bear encounter.
More stories about bears.
There, yeah. I'll give you a call and let you know all about it.
Is it just you going up?
You're kind of asking for it, isn't
it? My husband and I.
Ooh, la la.
You know what?
Ooh, I smell some bear role playing. I'm a bear. Let me in. Oh, no, it's my birthday. Don't bite me, Mr. Bear.
It's as if we're
this
right
bear
there.
Doesn't like to bite. He just likes to tickle.
Feel like a fly on the wall.
Today.
Feel like I've been there now.
Woo. It's going to be a hot weekend.
Yeah, loving it 9,000 feet or whatever.
That's right. Oh, I spilled honey on me, Mr. Bear. This bear does love honey.
Maybe you got it backwards. It's possible that Renee plays the part of the bear.
Even better. I'm a bear.
Got that right.
Oh. That's great. Renee, we like you too.
Where'd you meet your husband?
At work.
Why do you sound so annoyed all of a sudden?
No.
Like, at work? Duh. We don't know.
No, at work.
How old are you going to be?
55.
Dang.
Oh, the old double nickel.
Good for you. Well,
double nickel, yep.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, happy. Jeremy, give her the two-word birthday song.
Happy birthday.
And we hope you have a great time. Watch out for the bears. And thank you for listening to the show, Renee.
Love listening to the best morning show in the world.
Well, we'll save that audio, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Okay. Bye, love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Kisses.
You, too. Love back. Our love to the bear.
So
I couldn't
good.
Stop laughing at the whole bear role-playing idea.
It's so good.
It's good. Okay. And you know what? You can share that idea with any. You don't even have to be up at Keystone.
Yeah.
Anyone can do the bear role-playing this week.
Anyone. This bear likes his tummy rubbed.
My luck, I'd get boo-boo.
Oh, boo-boo.